This program is brought to you by BibleWayMedia.org, overseen by the Ooligah Church of Christ in Ooligah, Oklahoma. You're listening to The Christian Gentleman with Roy Knight.
Hello, my name is Roy Knight for The Christian Gentleman. As we drove through the wide open plains of Wyoming and through the Rocky Hills, we saw some truly breathtaking sights, one of which I could see on a far-off distant hill probably about a mile or so down the road. It was an elk with an impressive rack of antlers. I could not wait to get there. Hopefully, he wouldn't wander off before I got a better look at him. As we traveled, he stood still as could be. I wondered if he had caught sight of the car and maybe he would bolt back down on the other side of the hill. Whenever we arrived to the spot, what did we find? Not a live elk, but a metal cutout that had been welded and affixed to some metal poles. From a distance, it had me fooled. About 100 miles later, we saw another cutout, this time of a bighorn sheep. Metal cutouts of animals are not real animals, obviously, but they do represent an image of the real thing. They are, in essence, a shadow of that which is real. In the Bible, the Old Testament is described as a shadow. The Hebrew writer said, "For the law, having a shadow of the good things to come, and not the very image of the things, can never, with these same sacrifices which they offer continually year by year, make those who approach perfect." Hebrews chapter 10 and verse 1. The old law, or the Old Testament, was never designed to be the end-all, be-all of God's redemptive work. The Old Testament law served various purposes, though, one of which was to show that we needed more than just the blood of bulls and goats to take away sins. Another was to be a tutor or an escort to walk with humanity, namely the Jews, through time until they came to someone better, that being Jesus. Paul, speaking to his fellow Christians to help them to understand the purpose of the old law, said, "But before faith came, we were under guard by the law, kept for the faith which would afterwards be revealed. Therefore, the law was our tutor to bring us to Christ, that we might be justified by faith. But after faith has come, we are no longer under a tutor." Galatians chapter 3. Verse 23 through 25. The implication is that we are no longer under the old law. The old law was a shadow to bring us to Christ. The Apostle Paul said in Colossians chapter 2, verses 16 and 17, "So let no one judge you in food or in drink, or regarding a feast or a new moon or Sabbaths, which are a shadow of things to come. But the substance is of Christ." Later, he said in Galatians chapter 5 and verses 4 and 5, "But when the fullness of time had come, God sent forth his Son, born of a woman, born under the law, to redeem those who are under the law, that we might receive the adoption as sons." The old law did what God designed it to do. But it has now delivered us to someone better. He has not given to us a shadow, but that which is real in Christ Jesus. That silhouette or that shadow of that elk on the hillside was pretty cool. But it would have been better if it was real, of course. God in the Christian age has truly given to us that which is real. He has given to us a new covenant, established upon the only sacrifice that could take away sins, his Son, Jesus Christ. If you would like to know more about him, why not call my friends at the Ooligah Church of Christ at 918-443-2025. That is 918-443-2025, and they'll be glad to send you some free material. You can also find them on Facebook or Google their website at the Ooligah Church of Christ. That's all I have for right now. And what does the Lord require of you? but to do justly, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with your God. May the Lord bless you as you seek to do His will, and I'll see you next time on The Christian Gentleman.
We thank you for tuning in today. We hope you enjoyed this program. You can find out more about Bible Way Media by visiting us at BibleWayMedia.org. You can also find us on several social media platforms now. We hope you enjoyed this program. We hope you will share with others. And as always, we thank you for listening.